Welcome to Good Morning Fantasy Baseball. My name is Tony Cincotta. We're getting closer and closer to opening day in Major League Baseball this year, a lot earlier than any time. March 26th is the start of the season, so all these drafts are going on in fantasy baseball. Each and every team will play on March 26th. Now, today, I want to cover something that is crazy to me, is that occasionally, we love a player a year or two early, and then we give up on them in baseball, and we don't stick with them. And the biggest one that I always think about is Nelson Cruz. Nelson Cruz was supposed to be the biggest star in baseball. He couldn't stick with the Texas Rangers until he was 27 years of age. Everybody had given him up on him. They were calling him a quadruple A player. And I always said I don't believe in quadruple A players. You either have the skill or you don't. And Cruz had the skill. What happened to Cruz was he would dominate at AAA, and then he would get a short run in Major League Baseball to prove he was the same player. And we talk about it all the time. It's too small of a sample size. And the Texas Rangers didn't give him a chance. When finally they threw him in the outfield and just let him be at 27, the guy dominated for the next 14 years in Major League Baseball. So I want to give a little credit to Paul Spore of rotographs.com. He has his 10 post-hype buys for 2020. Travis Shaw is number one on his list. I like Travis Shaw this season as well as a late-round draft pick going to a good offensive ballpark in Toronto. He changed swing a little last year, fell off, and it was a mess. He's not the guy that I want to talk about. I'm just giving Paul his proper credit. He mentioned Travis Shaw. Miles Mikolas, of course, St. Louis pitcher, dealing with some injuries and a low strikeout pitcher, so not in love with Miles Mikolas, but don't hate him either. Garrett Hampson, a guy that everybody was in love with last year. Don't know if he's going to get an opportunity to stick with the Rockies coming out of spring training. And people are still drafting him, but in each draft that you go in, he's in and out there. In September, the guy hit 5 home runs and 9 stolen bases. That's kind of crazy right there, right? Kind of crazy to get excited about. Then he mentions Jay Happ, Brandon Nimmo. And then the first guy that I actually really, really like is Boston Red Sox pitcher Nathan Eovaldi. Nathan Eovaldi is 30 years of age. Nathan Eovaldi is a guy that had a tremendous fastball coming into Major League Baseball and then had to work on the other pitches. He put it together with the Red Sox and they had a great run and won a World Series, and Eovaldi was coming in and pitching every day, it felt like. And then, of course, last year he falls again to injury. Spring training is hard to look at and hard to go by the numbers, but he looks like he's dominating in spring training once again, Eovaldi. I'm in a draft right now, an NFBC draft, 20th round. Eovaldi's still on the board. I know other people that have finished NFBC drafts, 30 rounds, 15 teams. Eovaldi wasn't even drafted. His first two starts this year in spring training, he's 1-0, 8 strikeouts, 0 earned runs, and 5 innings of work. This is a guy, if I can get 15 to 20 in drafts, 12-team leagues, you got to start thinking about picking him. He's going to be the number two pitcher in the Boston Red Sox organization with the injury to Chris Sale. You look at what he did last year. He only went 67 innings. Of course, had the 5.99 ERA because he was dealing with the injury. The K rate was 9.31. You're going to see this guy right around 8 or 9 on the strikeout level. The Yankees, he was an absolute miss. He had a 7 K per 9 in 2015 and 14, a 4.20 ERA and a 4.37 ERA. But with the Red Sox, he's put it together. I think we're going to get right around a 4 ERA. We get 8 or 9 on a K per 9. I think you're going to win if this guy can stay healthy. And that's the question. I mean, 2018, he pitched 111 innings. 2019, 67 innings. 2016, 124 innings. It hasn't been since 2014 where he approached 200 innings. That was 199 innings. So a lot like Lance McCullers is that you're going to get this guy late in the draft. And here's what you got to focus on, quality over quantity. If he only goes 150 innings, the Red Sox shut him off or he starts fading down the stretch. This is a guy that you can absolutely get on and then you get out at the time when he starts falling apart and you don't lose anything. I mean, you're getting something out of a guy picked after round 15. And in some drafts, if you're already drafted, he wasn't even drafted at all. You get him off the waiver wire. It's an absolute steal. So Eovaldi is a guy you can target late in your drafts, and I think you're going to get right around a 4 ERA. You can get the strikeout rate, and you end up with 13 wins with Nathan Eovaldi. And that's nothing to sneeze at when you're talking about a guy that's the back of your rotation that you can throw out there that's going to get the ball every fifth day, and you just take the run as long as it lasts. We're talking about a guy that's throwing 97 miles an hour, right? 97 miles an hour. He's added a cutter to his repertoire since he joined the Boston Red Sox back in the Yankees year, 2016. He only threw it 7% of the time. Then he came back in 2018, and he threw that 33% of the time. Last year, dealing with the injuries, 22% of the time. And he went to his curveball at 17% of the time, which is a huge, huge difference. But I think that was because of arm fatigue that he went that way. So I think you're going to see back to the cutter and fastball with Nathan Eovaldi and the slider thrown in there. Last year, he only threw the 3% slider because of the arm problems. If this guy is healthy, you're going to see that pitch more. You're going to see a more effective Nathan Eovaldi. The other guy is amazing to me how you guys have given up on this guy. And he's going in the 20th round in drafts. He was the 9th pick in the amateur draft in 2015. He's only 25 years old. And you guys have forgot about Ian Happ. When a guy was in the minors, you were drafting him more than you are now because he got a little taste of Major League Baseball. And he didn't deliver. And like Nelson Cruz, again, the sample size is too small for everybody to throw this guy back into the woods and forget about him. Ian Happ is still the same guy that you liked last year, you liked the year before. You were drafting him. He didn't even have a position. He's now the starting center fielder for the Chicago Cubs. So, for the life of me, I can't figure out how you drafted him then and don't draft him now. 2017, in 413 plate appearances, he had 24 home runs at the major league level and stole 8 bases in just 413 at-bats. Why do you think you're not going to get better from Ian Happ? This is a guy that's going to have every opportunity to play. And if he puts it together, which I think he will because it's the same talent, he just needs a chance to play every day, and it feels like the Cubs are going to give it to him, he's going to hit 25 to 30 home runs, and he's going to steal 10 bases. He might hit 240. Batting average will suffer. He might be down in the batting order, so he might lose in a batting game. But Ian Happ is a guy, if you loved 2 years ago, you should be picking today. If you loved last year, you should be picking today. You can't give up on a guy because of a small sample size. And here's the thing that's crazy, is this guy's strikeout rate, when he hit the 24 home runs in 2017, was 31%. Last year, in limited at-bats, 156, it was only 25%. So we did correct his strikeout rate. He was also unlucky. Batted balls in play last year, 286. You guys all know the league average from 300 to 310. And he hit 264. So he could have hit 270, 275. Ian Happ is a guy, go to the well. If this guy's your fourth or fifth outfielder, you're going to do well this year. You're going to do really well. You listen to Good Morning Fantasy Baseball. Great job by Paul Sporer. The two guys that I like that he had mentioned, Ian Happ and Nathan Eovaldi, put them on your team, and I think you'll have a successful season, and you'll be happy. Good morning, Fantasy Baseball. If you listen on iTunes, give me a good rating. Give me 5 stars. Tell people you love the program. If you're listening elsewhere, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Tony Cicada, good morning, Fantasy Baseball. See you on Thursday. Friday. Today's Thursday. I'm taping this late Wednesday night, so I don't even know what day it is. Kind of like Joe Biden. Good night.